This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Gillies, G-I-L-L-I-E-S, first name Kimiko, K-I-M-I-K-O, the date of birth, November 10, 1980, the date of evaluation, March 14, 2022, follow-up evaluation, May 2, 2022. The chief complaint, 41-year-old female with PVCs, the HVI. The patient is a 41-year-old female with history of PVCs dating to approximately 2013. The PVCs seem to have occurred spontaneously, but would especially occur while she was trying to sleep, period. She further noted that the PVCs seem to change with abdominal position, period. She had gone through a period where her symptoms had decreased, but then started to reoccur, period. She initially stated that her symptoms were positional, and she believed it to be related to a sliding hiatal hernia. She had previously undergone workup to include exercise treadmill and echocardiogram, period. These were performed in 2016 and were reported as normal. Limited records are reviewed, period. The patient noted that she had no chest pain of an exertional nature. She did not have chest pain associated with the palpitations, period. She has had no symptoms of dyspnea on exertion, period. Her past medical history includes 1 hiatal hernia, next number asthma, next number Barrett's esophagus, next number gastritis, next number cholelithiasis. Past surgical history, esophageal biopsy, next number fatty liver, next number urinary tract infection. Medications, pantoprazole 20 milligrams one daily, Flovent one puff daily, albuterol PRN, Claritin one daily. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history. Father died with lung cancer. Grandfather died early at age 55. Social history, there is no history of cigarette smoking. She has had no marijuana in 20 years. She previously drank but stopped alcohol in 2021. The review of systems, constitutional, she has had change in weight, skin, she has developed some moles, head, no trauma. She has left eye pain and dryness. Oral cavity unremarkable. Throat, she has hoarseness. Neck, no stiffness or decreased motion. Respiratory, she has history of asthma. Cardiac, as per HPI. Gastrointestinal, she notes heartburn abdominal pain and acid use. Neurologic, she has headache and vertigo. The remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, initial examination, blood pressure 111/64, pulse 99, respiratory rate of 16. The EKG reveals a sinus rhythm of 88 beats per minute. There is slight T-wave inversion in leads V1 and V2, period. A repeat ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 93 beats per minute with TVC of a left bundle branch morphology, period. Echocardiogram reveals normal LV systolic function, right atrium is normal in size and function, as is DRV, mitral valve is normal, no valvular abnormality is noted. Normal left ventricle ejection fraction of 72%. Frequent PVCs noted. The impression, this is a 41-year-old female with history of PVCs dating to 2013. They had initially decreased in frequency, however, she has noted increased frequency of PVCs, period. She is further noted to have had a maternal grandfather having died of cardiac disease at age 55. She has an aunt with cardiac disease, possible PVCs, period. She is noted to have a borderline abnormal ECG with T-wave inversion in the anterior leads, period. The constellation of findings suggests that she may have arrhythmogenic RV dysplasia / cardiomyopathy, period. She will require MRI and will further require genetic testing to include DSC2, DSG2, DSP, JUP, PKP2, and TMEM43, that is TMEM43, period. The patient will need to have cardiac MRI, period. I favor having this done at a facility such as Stanford or UCSF, period. The patient, again, will be notified of same. Of note, she has history of having failed beta blocker therapies, period. She apparently had been tried on metoprolol and also treated with Bistolic without any significant response in her PVCs, period, will therefore proceed with the above, Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you. An addendum to the above, sleep apnea certainly may be contributing to her dysrhythmia, and we have recommended sleep study. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.